the Brewers battle their rivals in a holiday matinee. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's the Brewers and the Cubs, a Labor Day matchup at American Family Field, game one of a three-game series. The math may be starting to run out on Chicago with just 2.5 weeks left in the regular season, but these two clubs could very much wind up seeing each other again in October for the second straight year. It's a final. The Brewers win 4-3. Milwaukee's lead in the division is now 8 games with 17 left to play. Tomorrow's game two starts at 6:40. Moving on to football, the Packers have elected their 5 captains. On offense, Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft. On defense, Xavier McKinney and Zaire Franklin. And on special teams, Isaiah McDuffie. Sunday, it's Green Bay's season opener at Minnesota. Today, Coach Matt LaFleur was asked about the challenges of scheming up against Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores in week one.
That's it for everybody. Everybody in week one. I think the early part of the season is always a big challenge. And hopefully we've done a good enough job of presenting our team, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, with a bunch of different looks to get them prepared for that moment.
Sunday's game is a 3:25 kickoff in Minneapolis. Moving on to college football, the Badgers are 0-1 after struggling in the second half against Notre Dame last night at Lambeau Field. After scoring first and trailing by only 3 at halftime, Wisconsin was blown out after intermission, the final score 41-13. Still, Coach Luke Fickell liked what he saw from his new quarterback, Colton Joseph.
I loved what I saw from him in body language, demeanor, and poise. You know, can he make some more plays? Hell yeah. Are there some things out there that we got to get better at? And there's no doubt. But I did see something in his eyes. I seen a competitive spirit. I seen a guy that threw a pick six that really didn't look like he was completely down on himself. And, you know, you can look in somebody's eyes and notice some things. And so I felt like he was in a good place and said, hey, keep rolling here.
Up next for the Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday against Western Illinois. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.